Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio as always. Well, not always, because he laid out on us last week.
1 week, man.
But you know what? I'll let you slide, because nobody else showed up today.
See?
This is it. You know what? When the poo hits the fan.
Who's going to be there?
The professor.
That's right.
Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a really special shout out tonight to our buddy Oliver in Budapest, Hungary?
I'm going to tell you something. This got sent to me via IG, and I love things like this. This is awesome. You know what I mean? Like, it almost makes you feel like you're doing something right.
I didn't know we could be picked up in Budapest.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know we could get picked up 10 miles outside of town. That's awesome. I love it, Oliver. Thank you for listening, brother. I love it. Man, it's just like it puts joy in my old pump station right there.
Yeah, man, that's better than what's happening upstate.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know what? Like we're going places.
Unless it's upstate Budapest.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're going places. I mean, I'm not, you know, saying like, you know.
Probably not going to Budapest.
No, we're not going to Budapest. Well, you can hear us there, apparently. Just saying.
It's pretty cool, man.
I love it. I guess you can say Budapest kind of has the rabbit habit.
You could say that.
Kind of. Huh?
You could say that.
How was your week, man? Like, you laid out on us, but you laid out on us because you got car troubles.
I had a really bad day last time we were recording. Yeah, I had a little car trouble. Still have a little car trouble, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. It happens.
Yeah, I own two cars, and I can't drive either of them.
That's bad.
I know. I'm driving my dad's car. I'm 41 years old.
You're 41, and you're bumming a ride off your old man. That's bad. But you know what? I've been there. You know? I mean, I have been there. And well, it could be worse, because you could be driving an FJ Cruiser.
That's true.
Why? Every week? Why do we got to hate on the FJ Cruiser?
Because
they're... They're great, dependable transportation.
They have good
visibility. Say what you really had on your mind, Rob.
For girls.
There it is.
They're easy to see out of.
They are not. No, they are not.
Do they have those little
flower
faces?
I wouldn't know. I've never been in one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have rode passenger in one. A chick picked me up one time. But anyway, it was cool. It was her older sister. She was borrowing it, if it makes it any better.
It doesn't.
She was kind of butch. It was okay.
It really doesn't make it better at all.
She's kind of like an outdoorsy chick.
Okay, we're downgrading.
Almost Indiana Jones.
Okay, I hate Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones wouldn't drive an FJ Cruiser.
What if he did?
He wouldn't.
What if, like, the newest Indiana Jones movie was sponsored by Toyota and the FJ Cruiser?
You know what it would be? It would be Indiana Jennifer then.
Yeah, Indiana Jones would be, her name would be like Sarah.
I love it.
All right, you guys done?
Yes.
All right. Until next
time. Old Sarah Jones.
That's old Indy's kid sister. Driving her FJ.
Just get back to Richard. Just get back to Richard's tire problems. Jeez.
Okay, so Richard has tire
I've never
problems.
Had a blown
Richard,
tire at a you
Richard
know, grocery
has,
store
has
before.
Had two blown rear tires in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Well, what had happened was... I was going to
stop you there. Do you ever realize how good a story is going to be when it starts with that? What had happened was.
I take medicine for anxiety, and I woke up and I noticed that I was out. So was going to swing through Bilo on my way to work. Got a flat tire in the parking lot.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Ex-girlfriend?
Nah. This one was, I think, just nature induced. This wasn't retaliation for anything
that we know that we can think of.
I don't think
allegedly.
Anyway.
Allegedly. I mean, you know, I mean, because professor, I mean, the word is on the street. You're quite the ladies' man.
Yeah, right.
And you know what I'm saying. I mean, You know,
I don't know about that.
Probably some mad boyfriend taking you out or something. It happens. Been there.
Been there. Not currently there.
But so anyway, we're getting through this situation now.
Right, right.
And the Murata still isn't running, and it had a flat tire. We got that part fixed, though.
Tire's fixed, and it does run. Just caveat is you got to jump it off every time.
That thing eats batteries. It like it goes through like four batteries per tank of gas.
Well, and the tank of gas doesn't last long either. I do wonder if they're like selling me the wrong size battery or something.
I mean, are they looking up like a Marauder in the book? And
I've had the car for 10 months and I'm on my third battery.
That's
and it's dead.
I think it's either you need to get, you've got a draw on the system, or you need to call a priest in. One of the two. Maybe both.
I don't know, man. There's still that cliff in my backyard.
I'm just saying. C4 Corvette, here we come. I thought about you today. The perfect car for the professor.
What's that?
89 Mustang GT convertible, bright red.
I'd rather have a hatch, but which sure
a GT convertible.
I mean, yeah, I've had an LX5O convertible before.
But, I mean, you know, back top down so your hair
kick
can
it
blow
out
up
of the carport. But I always say that I don't like convertibles, and even though I've had like five of them, and I keep the top down most of the time when I have one, so I think maybe I do like convertibles.
Everybody likes a drop top, unless you got a hole in it.
Yeah, well, mine's going to have a hole in it. You know that.
I don't get into boats. That's all I ask. With your luck, don't get into boats. Or airplanes.
Yeah, really.
Definitely not airplanes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, you might be a good swimmer, but I know you can't fly. So, I mean, you know what I mean.
I'd probably do as well flying as I would swimming.
Ugh, same here. It's like a Pitt's trait. We can't swim.
Right, right.
So you won't catch me in the deep end. It's all right. But anyway, but that car, I saw it. I thought that was you. Had the pony wheels on it. Good looking ride. Like that screen, Professor. Like it's classy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, red.
You know, like me.
You are. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. You're like a tuxedo t-shirt. Like you're classy, but you like to have fun.
That's it.
You know what
I
mean? That's,
you know, I can be serious, but I like to party.
Exactly. That is you, Professor. I mean, take the lab coat to the side, pocket protector, everything. That's you. You're the party man.
Well, if the owner of that Mustang likes Dodge Muratas, we might be able to work something out.
Likes fixer-upper Muratas. We could fix him
They're
up.
They're all fixer-uppers, man.
Oh. Speaking of fixer-uppers, I have gone truck crazy. I done bought me another truck.
That's right. You got you another C10, didn't you?
Exactly. I got me a little 65 big back. The holy grail of first gen factory tech, factory air, big back glass, short bed 65 C10.
That is rare. The holy grail. Has to be rare.
It's extremely rare.
And it doesn't look like a fixer upper.
No, it's a pretty nice truck. It's an older restoration. And we're going to, of course, do what I do to every C10 truck.
Put big rims on it and drop it.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to beat the pawpaw off of it. That's what we're going to do.
What are you going to do with those wheels that are on it?
Probably put them on a trailer.
That would actually work really well.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's
if I'm one of them old redneck boys, I want to put them on a pickup truck.
Yeah.
It's got them 10-inch wide bullet hole Mickey Thompson 2 wheels on it.
Yeah,
I mean, they're actually pretty.
They would look good on a trailer.
On a Jeep, you know. But,
or a Jeep, yeah.
But on my pickup truck, I prefer 20s and 22s staggered.
They're a little tall.
Yeah. Well, I know. I like them tall, but I like them on them. I like tall wheels, not tall tires.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's got like two 95 15s on it. That thing's got more sidewall.
It's got 32s on it.
I didn't know they made street tires in 38s. But so we got that in the shop. Black, red guts. It's gorgeous. I tell you what's not gorgeous. It's a commercial break already. I mean, like, we get going, gotta stop. Killing me.
Just if Patrick would just
it's the man every time. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio as always this week. Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Burbank, California.
Home of the Price is Right.
Makes you want to get sick.
And the real, exactly. Every time I think about it, it does. It makes me think of staying home sick from school. And this is something I want to talk about. First of all, one, Bob Barker will always be the real host of The Price is Right. Second, back to school. Back to school. That, you know what? Because all the kids are going back to school now. The cars. Because there's nothing like your first car.
That's right.
And I love that. And I feel like now the kids, I feel like such an old man when I say this, but the kids nowadays, they're losing, you know what I mean? Like my intern, like he wanted a Focus ST.
Yeah, that's kind of like the Honda Civic Si of our generation there.
I didn't want one of those either.
I mean, I didn't either, but.
You know why? Because I wanted a V8 car. I want something to spin a tire.
Well,
pick up chicks in. That's what I wanted.
Up to middle school, you know, you want to show up to your first day of school when your new kicks and, you know, your new threads. But about high school, you know, it's showing up, see what everybody's driving on the first day.
Well, and that's, you know, I mean, that's a big thing, you know. We'll see what's in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, that's what it's all about, you know. And you know, that's, I feel like it's, like, kids don't even want to drive anymore. Like, there's a lot of kids that don't even want their driver's license because they can't play with their phone and drive.
Yes, you can. Just kidding. Just kidding. Do not.
No, you can't.
Do not play with your phone when you're driving.
But, I mean, so that's what they want to do. No, you can't do both now. You can't do that.
Yeah, that was.
Matter of fact, I was driving to Georgia just the other day, and it was like they have a law in Georgia now. Where if you're holding your phone, they'll write you a ticket.
Yeah, that's a state law in Georgia. Like, if you're holding your phone, even if it's like maps or something like that, or like you're just moving your phone.
How about if you're sending a tweet?
Yeah, they're going to pull you over regardless.
Snapchat?
Yeah.
Instagram?
Yep.
Huh.
Any other social media platforms you want to go out there?
Facebook.
Tinder.
If you're over 20... Tinder, you don't just
swipe.
Just swipe. You don't need to hold your phone.
But you use a lot of Tinder, do you?
Huh?
You use a lot of Tinder, do you?
You know, I did back in my day.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I was joking.
No, I did back in my day.
Okay, all right.
You know what the funny thing is? I matched with my fiance.
That's a pretty good sign.
Well, I mean, we weren't on Tinder, you know. For that reason.
This is getting interesting.
Yeah, this is getting interesting. Like, we didn't match up on Tinder because we were like, oh, we're both interested in each other. We're like, oh, we know this person. Why are they on Tinder?
That's kind of messed up, man.
Yeah, it was kind of messed up. And then she holds it over me because I deleted her.
Why were you both on Tinder?
I don't know. It's a college thing to do.
It was the thing to do.
I went to a small private Christian college. We had no entertainment.
So Tinder, I guess.
So Tinder was the entertainment.
I think that I have a misunderstanding of what Tinder is.
Yeah.
Do you have a better understanding of what Grindr is?
Ooh.
Fortunately, no.
Okay.
Do you want to tell me?
No.
Okay. Don't. That's don't. I'll get, tell, don't.
I'll
don't. T- he. He.
I'll
has,
tell you off air.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm scared to check his search history now. I don't want to give him fuel for the fire.
I'm scared to pick up his phone in general.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even like my phone being close to his phone for like a disease or something.
I'm thinking
virus.
About joining Grindr.
No!
See, Richard, do you know what that is?
Nah, but it sounds cool.
All right. I'm going to hold that piece of audio on for the rest of my life now.
Okay.
Because I'm going to explain to you what Grindr is off air.
Wait. Do we want? Okay.
This will be fun for me. I'm just going to go and say that.
This is mean. You're taking advantage.
Okay.
You're taking advantage.
Well, I'm sorry. You guys make fun of my FJ Cruiser all the time, which is a good, school car.
For a girl, it's fine.
It's safe. You can put your daughter in it.
Why do you guys keep referring to the daughter aspect of it, okay?
Well, Barbie had one. Hers was pink, though, not desert beige.
But Barbie did not have one. Barbie had a Jeep.
No, I'm pretty sure Barbie had an FJ Cruiser, too.
I think so.
I don't actually recall that.
Oh.
He just looked it up.
Why do you know that?
I live on the internet. What do you think?
We're not this kind of show.
Yeah, right, we're not diving into this.
Right off the bat, save it for the podcast, okay?
All right.
So
back to school.
But I want to genuinely ask you guys, like, it is a different feel from kids today than kids, 20 years ago?
10 years ago.
Yeah, I'll even go 10 years. Like, when I was in high school, like, I wanted,
something cool.
Yeah, I wanted something cool and flashy. Now, granted, what I got was a Toyota Tacoma, which at the time, I was like, oh, this kind of sucks, But then I remembered, I'm now the travel car. Okay?
You're the traveler.
So now everyone's piling in my car whenever we're heading somewhere. And I have a truck bed. Stop it, Richard.
It's the Barbie FJ Cruiser. He Googled it.
They have Mustangs like that, too. They have Corvettes like that, too.
That's true. They do have C4.
They do. They do.
That just means it's popular.
That just means girls like C4.
Chicks dig it. Ken's got to have something to drive.
Oh,
but I'm with you. It is a changing thing now. Like Kyle Connor, our guest we had the other week, he was in. And, holding the record for driving an EV across country, the fastest, in his Tesla. And the car drives itself.
Literally.
And, this is my thing. Like, it's cool. It's fast. I got you. But it has no soul.
Well, and
it's not a... You know what I'm saying? They had to engineer a hum into it so it would make noise. You want to engineer a noise into it? Make it sound like a damn funny car. That's engineering a noise into it.
That's far better engineering.
Dodges, you don't have to engineer a noise. They do. They're pre-engineered.
That's right.
They make all kinds of rattles and pops.
It's kind of ironic that there's such a big push right now to get people to stop playing with their phones when they're driving, yet you can drive a Tesla with your phone.
Exactly.
Or you can set an autopilot and actually be on your phone because your car is
driving. I wonder if you'll still get
itself
a ticket in Georgia if the car's driving itself.
Or
I don't know.
You can put it on dog mode and your dog will drive it.
No. Your dog doesn't drive the Tesla. Although that would be epic.
That would be pretty funny.
That would be very funny.
I feel like that would be a great April Fool's thing that Elon Musk would just put out.
That would be hilarious, actually. The new dog mode. Dog mode 2.0. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about high school hot rods right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. Man, I'm getting the giggles. I'm going to tell you something. I want to say this to everybody. If you could sit in the studio, you would truly, truly, really enjoy this show a lot more, I got a feeling.
I know I do.
So we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins, the professor himself.
What is going on in Roanoke, Virginia?
Man, we're going cross country, zipping
around. I'd bounce around.
That's all I'm saying.
Like a world traveler. Except, well, now we got Budapest.
Yeah, we got Budapest. So we are kind of, we're worldly.
That's right.
So.
Where you at, Germany?
Where you at? All right. High school cars. And that was the thing. Like Patty was talking about, you wanted the cool car. Mm-hmm. You want to be the cool car. Like, the kid that had the Cobra Mustang.
Yeah.
Or driving your dad's vet. Or a Trans Am or a Camaro, not a V6 one. I mean, like, those were like, that was, you had a key to the city.
Yeah,
with the cool ride.
Life is good when you're in high school and you have a cool car.
Exactly, because that's when all things are better. I mean, like, everything is. I mean, you think about it. You got the tiger by the tail. If you got a cool ride, the end.
That's it.
Now I got ex-wives and stuff. I mean, I got all kinds of problems.
Yeah, yeah. Take a listen, anyone that's still in high school.
Don't get ex-wives. Keep your cool car.
This is the best time of your life.
That's going to drop like a rock.
It's all downhill from here.
Would you go back to high school again if you could? I would do it in a second.
I got to say yes.
I would want to be me again. I would take me again, knowing what I know now.
Oh, we get to know what we know now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll jump
first,
back 23 years.
I would invent Google. Second.
eBay.
Yeah, that too. And second, dude, I would be like the Mac Daddy. There would probably be like some kind of like, remember in Back to the Future, like a parallel something going on. Probably caused like a vortex or whatever that thing was, and paradox. And yeah, like big black holes. I don't know. Anyway.
That'd be cool.
All I know is Biff Tannen would be the mayor. But you know what I mean.
Kind of where we're at right now.
A little bit. It's kind of funny, isn't it? He does look a lot like Donald Trump.
He does. He does.
Back to the Future too. Check it out. I'm just saying.
Two McFlies with one gun.
Aha. That was a creepy. Back to the Future 2 had some darkness to it. Like it was a dark.
It was. It's definitely of the three. It's the one that will keep you on your seat.
Of all the things we could have got, why didn't we get hoverboards?
They have those now.
No, they don't.
I'm pretty sure they do.
We have hoverboards?
Yeah. I'll show you.
Like pink Barbie ones, like the Barbie FJ Cruisers?
Probably. I don't think
they do. I think they still have wheels on them.
I don't know. I feel like they do.
I think that was a big hoax on YouTube. I'm pretty sure.
I think it may have been chilling at the house, having a good time one night, and said, "I want to look up hoverboards," and I feel like I found them.
You think you found them?
Yeah, a hoverboard. Walmart sells them. I don't know that I would want that.
Walmart sells.
There's a hoverboards.com.
Hoverboards.com.
Swear to God.
That's a, I don't think that's a thing.
That'd be cool to have those shoes that, like, wrap around your feet, though.
The ones that auto-tied?
Target sells them.
Target sells wrap-around shoes?
No, hoverboards.
Oh, the hoverboards.
I don't think we've gotten there with shoes yet.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. They still had payphones in Back to the Future too.
Yeah, it was 1985.
No, it was 1989.
Oh, no, it was 2015.
Version of 2015 in 1989.
Which we did not have payphones anymore.
No, at all. Which is.
And they didn't have cell phones.
No, they didn't use cell phones. You know, they were sending faxes.
Yeah.
That's black and white faxes, which is. I hate fax machines.
Yeah, they make that noise.
Yeah. I don't know. I tell you what, speaking of fax machines, I was around a little kid the other day. I was in a restaurant. There's this little kid, and he was making the weirdest sounds. Like they were cute at first, and then it just kept going. And I just turned around like, damn, is he receiving a fax or something? What the heck is he doing over there?
Just backhand that little guy across the face.
No. You don't go hitting kids. I'm just saying it was an odd sound. Like it kept, like I was trying to eat, and it's like beep, 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 beep. I mean, like he was making noises that normal children don't make. Like, I'll give you another. You remember Small Wonder, the robot girl thing? Like, I thought it was like that, one of those deals. I thought it was like an Android something.
I just had a sound bite of Ed Bolian in my head. Hey, y'all, is that kid okay?
Is that kid okay?
When he wrecked the Aventador.
Yeah. I was talking to Ed on the way in, talking YouTube. Talking all that stuff, you know, new channel launched this past week, so we were talking about that.
Boy, did it.
It did. It just took off like crazy. I love that. I mean, I don't want to just sit there and harp on it, but it is doing insanely well, and I'm very happy with it. And I want to thank everybody that's subscribed and is following and all that good stuff. And if you haven't, no thank you. Don't. No thank you for you, just for the people that subscribe
and follow. Not no thank you.
And so if you subscribe and follow, I'll give you the thank you.
There's no comma in that. That's not no. Thank you.
the no thank you for you, but high school hot rods. But that's the thing. And it's like, you know, like Will, my little intern, I like those Focus STs. Really? Or a Volvo station wagon.
I'll never.
Really?
There's only one reason I would have wanted a Volvo station wagon in high school.
Yeah, yeah. That was for reproduction purposes only. You know, I mean, why would you need, why? That's weird. That's not Christian is what that is. Pretty sure that's some kind of devil worshiping stuff or something. That's why in the hell would you want a station wagon in high school? If you got a station wagon in high school, that means your parents hated you. That's what happened.
That means your parents got a new car.
Exactly. And you got what they hauled you around in before. I would just take the bus.
You go and bring a trailer, man, and people get so excited over those things, and I don't understand it. Like,
well, I don't understand the fascination with Volvos. I had a couple of fast ones that were fun, but fast Volvos to me are kind of like mopeds. Yeah, they're fun, but I don't want to go bragging about riding it, you know?
Have you seen?
Exactly. And I don't get their fascination with it, you know? And they like to squat them and do the little tilty wheel thing on them.
I don't get that or anything. But
well, I mean, that's like the import Carolina squat, but
yeah, that's about the same.
It's the metric equivalent.
The metric equivalent,
literally.
Well played.
But the you know, I mean, that's the thing. Like kids nowadays, they don't want V8 muscle.
Some do, but really. I mean, it's been true throughout the history of V8 muscle, but honestly, you shouldn't give a kid a current V8 muscle car. Yeah.
Why?
I have 15-year-olds, 450 plus horsepower. Just, I don't know if you don't.
Sounds good to me.
I'm sure it sounds good to most 15-year-olds also, but as you know, reasonable adults that you and I are.
You just talked about smacking a kid in a restaurant that was making a funny noise.
Right.
He's it, and?
Yeah, yeah. But you don't give it a fast car.
Oh.
Sometimes you just got to smack a kid.
I don't know. I want to smack some of these kids because of their poor decisions they're making. Do you understand? That's freedom. It's like a rite of passage driving.
Absolutely.
The American road.
Yeah, it's not a chore. It's something that all little kids should be looking forward to.
Exactly. I mean, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. If you have a Tesla Hot Wheels car, does it drive itself? You don't push it around? You see where I'm getting at? This is where we're losing it.
Use your phone.
Exactly. Do you use your phone? Is it in dog mode now? I mean, you see where I'm getting at? This is the thing. I have never thought about, hey, let me take my cool hot rod Hot Wheels cars and put it in the charging station. No. You know what I did? I fueled up my 69 Camaro. Blah, 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 blah. Here, let me push my Tesla. No, that's not right. This is what's wrong with the world. The end. That's what's bothering me. And I didn't want to get off on a little rant right there. And I don't want to end this segment on a bad tone. Electric cars suck. The end. I feel better.
Way to be objective.
You know what I'm saying? Sorry, Kyle. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour and them damn kids.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, this week, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Tardiness will not be accepted. I mean, this is like, we run a tight ship around
here.
I know we let Patrick slide on a lot of stuff, but he had like issues as a kid, so we let him slide a little bit.
To be fair, I wasn't tardy, I just didn't come.
And he drives an FJ Cruiser. Okay, so he's got a couple strikes on him right off the bat. But you, sir, you drive a Cadillac, you wear sport coats, and you work at the bank. Okay, there's no excuses.
I'm not driving my Cadillac right now.
But you got one in the driveway.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Can't drive it.
You know what? If you could balance it on three wheels, you could, okay?
If you could balance it on three wheels, it would be awesome.
It would be killer.
Get that three-wheel motion.
That's right. So, we're talking about high school cars. Oh, you got to do your shout out. What's your city?
Oh, actually, I got a good one. Very fitting right now. Shout out to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That's right. You know, Mustang Week was supposed to be this week, and they canceled it.
Apparently,
they canceled it. Dorian said, nah.
They're having a pretty bad time of it down there. They're about to, so definitely.
Yeah, that's bad.
In our thoughts.
Yeah, they are. I mean, and there's a lot of people that braved the storm on their ponies, and they came down in there. They better hope they can swim. I mean,
better hope their insurance is up to date.
Yeah, really. But I mean, hopefully it misses it all together. I mean,
I thought it was supposed to have already started.
I do too. I think it's not going to be as bad as they originally thought. But you know what I'm saying. You can never be too prepared. They did cancel the event, and this is like the second year in a row they've had problems with that.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So sorry to all our Mustang people. Also. I know that is definitely something they look forward to all year.
Yeah, you know the best way to eliminate that problem is you book Rob Pitts to be at your event. I got a thing for Mother Nature. I can make a phone call and make that stuff go away.
I'm just saying,
I've always had a way of getting my way. You know, I'll just give her a call like, hey, girl, when you talk like this, when you've got a voice that has been compared to honey poured over gravel, you can get away with things that other people just can't.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but it sounds so good.
It does. It's got a cool ring to it.
Honey poured over gravel. And it's just like, that's good. No, it's not, but you know what? It sounds good.
Yeah.
But you're selling the sizzle, not the steak, okay? Just go with it. But
it's sharper than bees in your coffee.
It works. Oh, man. So we're talking about high school hot rods. And I'll tell you what better fitting thing? The Mustang. That's probably one of the most iconic high school cars. You know I'll give you Ford guys a hard time because a lot of chicks drove Mustangs too. And they're originally designed for girls. But
secretary car.
Exactly. Exactly. They're a great car for school teacher, librarian, whatever. And, I guess you make a hot rod out of it too. But anyway, but a Mustang. I had a Mustang in high school.
Said
you
right.
Had a Mustang.
I had the literal the car that Carol Shelby was referring to as the secretary car.
But you had the cool classic Mustang.
Yeah, I mean,
a black 66 Mustang.
You can call it a chick car all you want. Chicks seem to like it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what, Carol Shelby, you know, and he had his demons, okay? We're not even going there.
Yeah, I feel like he had a little change of heart about Mustangs after a while.
Exactly. That's that little secretary car put him on the map.
That's it. You start getting that Iacocca money.
Thanks a lot, Lee. You're my boy. So, but the Mustang, and that's the thing, how Mustangs have always been that iconic teenager car. And I'm sure they're still popular to a certain extent, except for the kids that want Volvos and Focus STs.
Like, yeah, I mean, that was.
I just want to shake the crap out of these kids.
I know.
Like, I
want to
shake them just.
Smack you know what them mean? One.
I just want to shake them like a. I don't know.
Like
just
a something. Baby.
No, not like that. Professor, you're really. First slapping a kid, now you're talking about shaking a kid. Stop.
Just kidding. We do not condone shaking babies.
Exactly.
It's just an old figure of speech.
But. I mean, but this is what these kids need, a good shaking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, back in the day, my big thing was, well, if your baby didn't roll off the bed a few times, you know, they had problems. These kids need a shove if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Because they're going the wrong way. They play on their phones. They play Pokemon. They're over here, Fuji Go, whatever he's doing over there. Patrick's over there playing D&D on his phone or something.
I have a fantasy football draft tonight, okay?
See, that's the problem with you. Life's a fantasy. It's not.
Life is a highway, and I want to ride it all night long.
Oh, man.
Not an FJ
Cruiser. Not on this show, buddy.
Listen, right now Tom Cochran is slitting his wrist because of you, okay? Exactly.
I hate that song.
You do? I love that song.
I hated it when it came out, and I hated it when they redid it.
You hated
the rest. You redid that, didn't you?
No, I didn't redo it. I just happened to look like the guy that did, okay?
Oh, I saw the video.
Or the guy that redid it happens to look like me. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah,
I've been rocking this look way, way longer than Rascal Flatts was, okay? Just saying. Me and Guy Fieri, we're neck and neck in this, okay? But the guy from Rascal Flatts, I got him. I've signed a few autographs for him before. Don't worry. I got you covered, Gary. Don't be mad because I have more Instagram followers than you do. But Just saying. Take that down the broken road.
It's true.
But anyway, so, but the Mustang is that iconic car, though. Whether it be the 60s or first-gen Mustangs. I mean, I don't think the Mustang 2s were ever that hot. But, you know, the King Cobras or whatever you call them, what, the King Cobra 2 or... Mm-hmm.
Cobra 2 and yeah. Then the King Cobra.
Yeah, those were cool. But the Fox body, the 79 through 93 Mustang, the 94 through 98 SN95s, which were my personal favorite because that was the ones I... Those were the new cars for me when I was in high school. So, naturally, that's the one you lusted after.
Yeah, yeah. And we've talked about this before. I am just a little bit older than you. I wanted a late Fox body.
Exactly. So, that's... I mean, and now kids want an EcoBoost.
I mean...
It's not... It's
EcoBoost
cool.
Mustang.
It's fast, but it's cool, but it's not the same. It's first of all, it starts with Eco. The end.
Yeah. They should just call it Boost.
Yeah, they could. It's not Dragon Boost. It's not Horse Boost. You know what? It's Horse. I can't say it on the radio because it don't. It's Eco Boost. Yeah. That's not the best name for that.
They call it like Thunder Boost.
Thunder Boost.
Zeus Boost.
Hoof Boost. Something. Not Eco Boost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just.
Well, I mean, you know, we wanted 5.0s, and, well, you had one in high school.
Everybody likes, I mean, but that was the thing. And now, you know, it's not, you know, they came back out with a 5.0, and, you know, I thought, man, this is going to be hot, you know, the 5-liter Mustang's back. Nope, we pulled it again, and now we have an EcoBoost. It's the EcoBoost. And they got these colors like, you know, lily pad green, and just, I don't know. I just don't, I mean, they're not the same to me.
Yeah.
They're shaped kind of like what a Mustang should look like, but I don't know. I don't get the same vibe with those. Like, they're losing it over the years, personally, I think.
Well, it's different also because, like, economy cars, they make cool ones now. Like, you know, like the Focus ST that you talked about, that is what kids want, that are half the price of a Mustang GT. So, you know, seeing these new 5.0s in high school parking lots and stuff, it probably doesn't happen as much as it did in our day because, you know, back then they were $15,000 cars. Now they're $40,000 cars. And you don't buy that for a kid.
Yeah, well, they are very expensive cars. But there's used ones out there, though.
That's true.
Put your kid in a Fox body.
Yeah.
That's a good kid car.
It wasn't when we were young, but...
Compared to new ones now, though, I think they're a safe car. 200 horsepower?
Yeah, yeah. No nannies, though. Nothing to protect them, which, you know, might actually have the side effect of teaching them how to drive.
Exactly. You know, no airbags.
Who among us hasn't spun out our Fox body?
Got a valid point there. I'll tell you something else we got to make a point. We got to make a commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about all about high school rides right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.